what? I just got a new apartment. What? I'm gonna leave the floor and walk around this naked and nobody can tell me. Shh. Lit Southern Belle, welcome. It's season two. And yeah, I know what you're thinking. We in the forest pad, first of all. Never forget. And it's a new background, new scent, whatever, new season, new apartment, new attitude. But it is the first season. It is the first episode. Let me fix my mind. It's the first episode. Let me get y'all right. Get y'all in good energy. Cause I know y'all miss me. Now look, I'm wildin'. But I'm just really excited to be back here with y'all. Y'all see me. I see y'all. Well, not really. Cause this is recorded earlier than the set of this day. But it's okay. Today, I have such good things for y'all. Actually, the whole season, I have good things for y'all. And honestly, I'm excited to talk about all of them. But first thing today, I wanna, you know, get into is, I talked about this on the last season about my shoot with oneself, right? And if you have not watched that, I suggest you go back and catch up on all 20 episodes because you're slacking. And why did you come to my page? Try to watch season 2 and you can watch season 1. Get it together. So, I'm here for you all today to talk about just, yes, the relationship with oneself, but also the emotional intelligence. Knowing you've outgrown things, whatever you want to call it. Because I have some things to just get up off my chest, because I feel like people, there's some things that's not registering for people, and it's just kind of like, yikes. Moving into a new apartment, being an adult has taught me some things, and honestly, I mean, it's just taught me some shit. So we're not gonna sit here and act like, yeah. So I'm only gonna talk about your preference versus your budget. Sis. And all those things, I know what I said, well, what does emotional talent have to do with anything? Emotional intelligence has a lot to do with a lot of stuff. So, yeah, let's just start right there. Emotional intelligence is really just knowing how to cope with your emotions, knowing how to deal with them in a healthy way. It's deeper than that as well, but that's the only definition I can give y'all without blabbering for 30 minutes just about emotional intelligence. Because that's not what I'm here to do. So, you know, you really know your emotions, you know how you are, and you take that, but you also know how to deal with other people. You don't do things to hurt people's feelings and not care, not have a conscience. It's just, yeah, you know what I'm saying? You're out here doing raggedy stuff to raggedy people and expect to have good things come to you. Just don't do that. A lot of people think or are not aware of how their actions can affect other people's emotions, and that's really kind of the core, that's kind of like a gist of a lot of people who lack emotional intelligence. And it goes into a lot of their work ethic and how they see the world and also how it aligns with their preferences. So what we see is that people want this huge top quality, which I am not against for anyone wanting the best for themselves, but their work level is this much. You can't work this much and get this much. Cause you, what you gonna do? You work this much, you gonna get this much. And you know, and it's deeper than that. Cause a lot of people want to do better, want to be better. And of course I'm gonna start with like money and things, cause we're at this point in our lives where we want quality for ourselves. We want an apartment, we want a car, we we want nice things because who doesn't? Who doesn't want nice things? So we want all these nice things, but we forget some people who have been very privileged to have those nice things taken care of them for them, sometimes forget that those things cost money. And when you're on your own, it's very much so different than when you're not. So, you know, parents can't pay for everything for you forever. You will eventually have to grow up. You're not, like, this is not Neverland. It's not Peter Pan. Like, grow up, you know, get old. So people sometimes just are blindsided by the fact that life, they haven't really touched life or even experienced life because of their bubble or their exterior that has kind of made them think otherwise or kind of clouded their judgment, per se. So we have people who want to live in really, 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 really nice apartments, but want to pay $550. So right now in Atlanta, you ain't gonna do that. You can do that. I don't think you're gonna do that nowhere, cause that's just stupid. Like, this is stupid. You know, a lot of people, you know, they want a lot for nothing, and what they don't realize is that how that affects other people. When I say other people, I mean other external parts of their life, other compartments of their life. When you lack intelligence of how do I feel about this? Why do I feel this way about this? If you don't really analyze your emotions and get to the root of what it really is and what it, like, just what everything is in general, you will end up lacking a lot in a lot of places of your life. School. Some people think they want a degree. Some people didn't think that college would be that hard, and they get there, they get challenged, and they're like, I don't want to do this no more. Whoa, wait a minute. You want the degree, right? You want the degree, you want the paper with your name on it, you want the master's, you want all of that, you want to go to school for all these years. Your emotions can't block you from getting what you want. And also, if they are, ask why. And that's where the emotion, that's where the intelligence comes in. You have to ask why you want these things. Why are you being discouraged by these things? And if you are being discouraged, you have to really analyze why you feel what you feel when you feel it. Of course, feel everything first. Don't be a robot and just analyze everything. No, but feel what you feel, but mostly self-reflection is everything. You have to ask yourself why you do what you do. Where did you get this from? What is this root from? Is this from childhood? Is this from whatever? Because we are all raised so differently. And some of us have been raised to where a lot of things are taken care of for us. Which I'm not saying that. I honestly think, yes, your parents should take care of stuff for you. Your parents should have you set. But we have people who are set and not taught to set themselves when parents are gone. We don't have people who are taught to, like, hey, look, I'm not, like, my mom tells me, I'm not going to be here forever. So I'm going to teach y'all how to do this, 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 this. So when you get up and it's just all you have is you and yourself, you can do it. You don't have to worry about paying people to do stuff. You don't have to worry about begging people to do stuff. We have a lot of parents who enable their kids to where they aren't self-efficient. And it's because of emotional intelligence, and because they don't teach emotional intelligence of to why do you feel the way you feel? Why do you want these things? Why do you feel like these things will make you happy? So this goes into really just preference versus reality. We want a lot of things in life. We want a lot of nice things, but reality will hit us with money, the cost, and realizing that this is way out of our budget. This is way out of our league. We have a lot of more time to prepare. Because I always tell people, just because you can't get something now, doesn't mean you can't get it at all. You just got to put in that work. You got to go get jobs that you don't want to have. You got to go and find ways to make money. Get creative. Tap into your abilities that you know how to do, that you love to do, and find a way to sell it for that time being. Because I know people talk about, so, well, why does everybody's hobby have to be monetized? No. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I'd rather do something that I love, make it monetize it, than do something I hate at a 9-to-5 where someone's talking to me crazy because I work for them. And, you know, if I'm not saying, oh, 9-to-5s are horrible. I'm just saying that sometimes for some people, 9-to-5s are not optional due to their circumstances in life. Sounds right. some people have probably worked 9-to-5s and they got stuck in those 9-to-5s for the rest of their lives and never got to chase their dreams because they were about to chase this job to survive. And that's a whole other situation. That's really just the world we live in. Can it be fixed? Yes. Will we fix it? I don't know. We still have a virus that could have been fixed in 2 months. Don't ask me. So we have to realize that we want nice things, yes, and we were raised to like nice things, but we have to realize that we have to have the nice things work ethic. It's in you, not on you. And some people can hustle and get this money, get to everything they need to do. And some people, they expect someone to do it for them. And it's the same thing that I see a lot. It is more on deeper levels, more with like spiritually. People want to be a better person. People want to open their chakras and, you know, be more mindful of what they're eating, be more mindful of what they're doing, manifest, do yoga, and meditate every day. And it's just like, and they want to do shadow work. Shadow work is a lot. You ask yourself a bunch of questions about things, and you tell the truth, and you just dig deeper, and you read, you research, and you just do so much research, do so much things, and you find out things that you don't like. And the thing is, it's not for the weak. A lot of people do shadow work because they like to see what's the patterns in their family, how does that affect me, or what's some things that I do that may be detrimental to me and how I deal with other people. Do I want to be vulnerable? Do I want to be? So you ask all those questions really to just grow as a person mentally and spiritually. So where you can advocate for yourself very clearly, concisely, to the point where nothing's misunderstood. If someone's understanding you, they didn't want to understand you. And that's just really how it is sometimes. But you become a spirit. You become a spirit in this vessel that really just, you're just raw. You're authentic. And people that are for you will see that and rock with you, no matter what. And some people want to get to that point because they're realizing, I feel like personally it's because we have a lot of people who are on social media, on platforms that are speaking in that manner, and they think that, oh, that looks cool, I'm gonna do that. They speak it real cool, stuff like that. And sometimes people take things very surface-like. And I think once you get to the point of realizing that nothing is just only the surface, even the simplest things, there's a bigger implication than which you're seeing. And in order for you to see deeper than the implication, or just see the entire implication fully to the root, you have to open up here and here. And people can't even tap into that process because either they let external things bother them or hinder them from seeing things the way they probably want to see them. And most people are afraid to think openly and afraid to really just be open. So we have people who want to be spiritually aware and spiritually just free and be autonomous over themselves completely, but they're scared of what people think. Will I be weird? Will I have to leave things behind? And that causes them to give this much of work, but still want this much of whatever it is. And that's a huge problem. So when we see things like that, we have to think to ourselves, three things. Am I really working towards what I want spiritually? Am I really doing the things that are going to give me baby steps to becoming the person that is set for me to be? And also, what type of person am I? Going back to the first episode of this entire series, who are you? When you do these things and you go through this work and you go through and start your spiritual journey and start to realize your preference versus reality, you have to realize that sometimes your preference was not reality. Your preference was based off of constructs. Your preference was based off of ideologies that are not tangible. And for some people, that hurts their feelings. For some people, they're like, well, that can't be proven. Yes, it can. People that say that are saying, awesome, I don't think that's wrong. They didn't do the research. They didn't do the reading. They didn't fully understand what they were talking about or what they were seeing or what they were feeling. And when you do those things and you look deeper, research is key to everything. When you ask yourself those three questions, you have to know how to answer them. You cannot answer them with school, with family, with friends. All you can answer with is yourself. So your preferences, you ask yourself, why do you have these preferences, and how are they helping you become a better person? You have to realize, is this for me? First. Because I always say, if you're doing something and it's only for you and it doesn't spread to other people, or it doesn't, you know, end up impacting other people, you're wasting your time and you're wasting your purpose. But you have to make sure you like it first, because you cannot make an impact on anyone if you haven't made an impact on yourself in any way, fashion, or form. You have to know, like, okay, do I like to sit in front of this camera and talk every day? Do I like to sit in front of this camera and film every so often? Is this what I like to do? Am I happy with it? Am I fulfilled? Does this fuel me so I can fuel others? Me as a vessel, I want to be filled and overflow to where it helps them, and them over there, and them over there, not just me. Because it's not doing anything if I'm just helping and it's coming right back to me. I'm not helping anybody. I'm hoarding emotionally, spiritually. I'm hoarding everything. You have to ask yourself what your preferences are for yourself. Because preferences is not always preferences in men, women, whatever you have preferences of jobs, apartments. I use those examples because that's to really get you the gist of the system, of what it is. Your preferences cannot be right here, and your expectations be up here. You will disappoint yourself every single time. Your preferences have to match your work ethic. If your work ethic does not match your preferences, you better get something in mind. Like I said, those three questions. Why do I want this? What is my purpose? And am I doing something every day to work towards it? Am I reading? Am I watching stuff? What am I ingesting by reading, listening, watching? What am I ingesting to help myself, to open my mind, to expand it to where I think differently, I do differently, I think differently, I see differently? What are you doing? So yeah, I just see a lot of people who get discouraged. And in this point of life, yes, people are returning to school. And they're not able to go to physical school in person, and they're letting that discourage them. And I'm just kind of like, I'm saying this right now, so anyone that's going to school and you have to be virtual, you can't be in front of a teacher, you can't be around your friends, you can't be in the dorm, take this time to work on what you need to do. Don't sit here and mope because you're not able to go turn up and party and act a fool. This honestly is the only time you may ever get to sit with yourself and ask yourself who you truly are. And I don't even realize that. You actually have the time to sit and work on yourself. You have the time for the rest of these 5 months, four months, because it's August, to sit and really build yourself up that could probably put you ahead 5 years just by focusing and working and networking and really connecting yourself to beautiful, beautiful souls and spirits that could probably help you. But you don't know, you worry about partying and turning up and doing all the secular shit, I guess. I want to work. I want to expand my brand. I want to expand what the looks of the belt is. I want to expand. You have to think more so, yes, big picture is fine. Yes, live in the present. I don't mind that. But make sure your present is adding up towards your future. You living in the present just to live in the present just because you're just existing, you're not adding up towards nothing. That's just, it's just zero. Every time in the book, zero for the day. Zero. Zero. And zero plus zero is fucking zero. So you have to really just get in the zone. It's like, what do I want? What's the long-term goals? What's my short-term goals? You have to put those things down, write them on paper, put them up on your wall, do something to where your work ethic is actually matching. So when it's time for that to come, or when it's time for you to really execute, you can. Because you've been working. You've been executing day by day, step by step, minute by minute, what you want to do. So you want that apartment? Go work. Go work. Get your money up. Hustle. You want that car? Yes. Get your money up. Hustle. Find ways. You don't want a 9-to-5, that's your preference? Cool. find a way to where you can sell your skill. Find a way you can help somebody do something somewhere. Find an internship that can pay you to do what you love. There's always a way to do things. It's just some people don't try hard enough. And that's the sad part. People will try hard, and it can't take so many no's. They want to be like, I can only take 10 no's, and I quit. Well, well damn. Your life's going to be short, because imagine how many no's you got just in life in general. You're still here, right? You didn't quit. How many people counted you out of shit because they didn't fuck with you? How many people just like, I don't fuck with her. I don't like her. I'm not cool with her. I should know she ain't gonna be shit. You know how many people that we look up to have been told they ain't gonna be shit, they ain't gonna do shit, and never will be nothing or amount to anything? And look at them now. All because their work ethic matched their preference. They knew they had a dream. They wanted to achieve it. They wanted to have it. They wanted to bring it to fruition. They worked every day. Yes, they were not in the comfort position. You cannot grow in comfort. You gotta be a little uncomfortable. You gotta be a little frustrated, a little upset. And it's not frustration, it's upset. It's not frustration or being upset. If you know how to deal with it correctly, you know that you're being challenged and you gotta figure out a way how to do it. And if you fall under pressure, you fall under pressure. But if you really know how to work it, then guess what? You're gonna come out of it. You have those times, those tough times, those challenging times are to teach you things. They're not there just because they want to see you suffer. The higher power doesn't want to see you suffer. He just wants you to learn. He wants you to push yourself, condition. Like working out, I always use working out as an example because we all at one point have worked out. You worked out for the first time. It was uncomfortable. It was sore. It was whatever. Cool. But when you get used to them 5-pound weights, you over here lifting them like it's no problem. All right, cool. Let's make you stronger, even stronger. Get to the 10 pounds. I say 5 and 10 because it's easier intervals, easier to picture. But you get to the 10 pound weights. Cool, you ever looked through 5 pounds with no problem, and you did however many? Let's do the 10 pounds. Let's make you stronger. It's time for you to get stronger. Every phase of life that is being brought upon you is giving you heavier weights because you got stronger. You don't need to keep holding these 10 pound weights knowing that you just lift them like this. No. You're not going to grow. You're not going to get better. You're not going to get stronger if you're trying to lift 10 pounds for the rest of your life. You got to lift the heavy stuff. The heavy stuff is for the big dogs. And you better be flattered that you get the heavy shit. The little dogs don't get that. And that's how I feel. That's how I feel. This is the time where you have to realize that your preference, is it reality? Can you make it reality? Not even if it is reality, but can you make it your reality? And if you can, how? What you doing? You sleep until 5 p.m. every day, not doing nothing but eat and watch Netflix? Or are you actually up researching your craft, researching how to get better, researching what you need to do to become the people that you see? Because they didn't sit up and watch. They didn't sit up and just not watch. They didn't sit up and just not research. What are you doing to research? What are you doing to put that research to actual muscle memory? How are you applying it to other people? How are you sharing it with other people? People don't know what you do. People ain't gonna know what you do unless you share it. People ain't gonna know how you are or your brand, what your brand is, if you don't share it, if you don't say it. You have to be, you have to eat, sleep, whatever it is that you love, to the point where you wake up, your free time, you're not doing nothing, you're not, you know, caring to your other obligations, you're doing what you love. You have to make time for what you love. You make time for your relationship, make time for your relationship with your family. You can make time for what you love, because that's also a relationship too. All right, my friends. And that concludes the first episode of The Lit Southern Belle. Stay flourishing, my friends.